The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, October 7th, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do, because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Wow, what a beautiful day here in Sonoma County. We are going to try to do something a little bit different today. For today's show, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but I have my fingers crossed that Ken will work it out. We're going to bring Shekinah Black, the coordinator of the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County. She'll be joining me on the phone, and she's going to be letting us know who was selected for their annual Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County Annual Peacemakers Award and fundraiser that is happening in November. I like to call it a fundraiser, and I wanted to acknowledge the recipients. Well, you know, so much is going on with the talking about the president, the impeachment, and the wars, and oh my God, every time I turn the radio on or the television on, it's just nothing but down, you know, negative stuff. So I thought for today's show, I would just chill out a little bit and listen, you know, just play some songs and feel, you know, a little bit of inspiration and read a little bit of poetry and have a commentary in between. So, you know, we got a lot of announcements here to be making. I want to remind you, you know, it looks like we're not going to be able to talk with Shekinah. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, but I'm going to announce the winners, and I will talk a little bit about it. A reminder, very important, mark your calendars for Wednesday, October 16th. The National Organization for Women, the Sonoma County chapter, will be showing the film Iron-Jawed Angels with Hilary Swank as Alice Paul and Frances O'Connor as Lucy Burns. The movie covers the period of 1914 to 1920, when the 19th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States granted women in all states in the Union the right to vote. You know, the film is really a reminder, you know, about what the struggle was, what struggle that women went through to get the vote. You know, it's very interesting. The film is a reminder that we got the vote by only one vote, thanks to a mother who sent a telegram to her son advising him to vote for the amendment, or perhaps not come home again. I mean, behind every great man is a mother, you know, and here her sending a telegram. At that time, they didn't have computers like we don't have Instagram or Twitter or all the things that we have today. So that was a telegram that reached the gentleman just in time, and it was by one vote that we actually, as women, we actually got the vote. And, you know, our history more than anything else is our strength. You know, and on Wednesday night here at KBBF, we're going to be having, like I said, we're going to be doing the film. It's going to be sponsored by the National Organization for Women, now the Sonoma County chapter, in cooperation with KBBF. I mean, I really appreciate it. I'm a president of your local chapter, as I've mentioned many, many times. And I really want to encourage folks to come on down and see this film, because it lets us know exactly what we went through as women to get the vote, and how important it is that in a democracy that we stay informed and we stay active, because that's what keeps things going. And also, what's so exciting about the October 16th event, we'll also be launching the 2020 100-year 19th Amendment celebration calendar that the organization now has produced in honor of the 100th anniversary. Well, the calendar, I'm telling you, is just fabulous. It's just fabulous. And the most important thing about it is it gives us our history, and our history is our strength. And we not only have the past, but we also have the present. And we also have many, many listings of the wonderful, wonderful women in Sonoma County who were the first to be the first mayor, the first board of supervisors, the first city clerk, all the first in our community, which I really think is absolutely wonderful. And you know, the calendar, now produced the calendar, and it was actually a labor of love. So what we're going to do today, and this is a little bit tricky. I have one calendar here in the studio with me. And so what I'm going to have people do is, it's going to be the first caller that calls this telephone number. All you have to do is leave your name and your telephone number, and somebody is going to call you back and is going to explain how to pay for the calendar and how we can get it to you. But it's well worth it. So I'm offering the calendar with a $50 donation to KBBF. And I think it's very important that we support our local radio station, but equally important that whoever gets this calendar can show it to their friends, can show it to their children. I mean, it's just marvelous. In fact, yours truly is even in there. You know, I was one of the main speakers at my graduation at Sonoma State in 1975, and there it is. We have the picture in the calendar. It's just beautiful. So if you call, the first person that calls, like I said, leave your name and your telephone number. We will call you back, and we will give you all the instructions on how to pay and how to do it. The telephone number is area code 707-545-8833. Now, there's nobody in the studio now to answer the phone, so you're going to have to ring the phone. Leave a message, your name, and your telephone number, and we will get back to you. So call 707-545-8833, and you can have a copy of this marvelous calendar. It's called the 2020 100 Year 19th Amendment Celebration Calendar for Sonoma County. And that number is 545-8833, and that is a $50 donation. Well, I'm really sorry that Chiquina will not be able to be on the phone with us, but I want to do a shout out to the Peace and Justice Center. They do a lot of wonderful work in our area, and they're going to be having its 2019 Peace and Justice Awards event on Saturday, November 9th. And they do this every year. The Peacemaker of the Year Award, individual, is awarded to individuals or groups with a passion for working for peace and justice who makes a significant contribution that makes a difference in the Sonoma County community and beyond. So it's just amazing, just amazing, all these absolutely wonderful people. Okay, the first person is Isaac Schwanger, S-C-H-W-A-I-G-E-R. He is a Sebastopol attorney who is practice is dedicated to defending the criminally accused and upholding the civil rights of those wronged by the police. And very interesting. So congratulations, Isaac. Also for the Russ and Mary Jorgensen Courage of Commitment Award, this is a person from Sonoma County with a passion for working for peace and social justice who performs acts of courage to make a difference, often at their own personal risk. And that's going to be going to my dear friend, my dear brother, a supporter of KBBF, and actually the brother of our president, Alicia Sanchez, Alfredo Sanchez. And congratulations, Alfredo. Alfredo has always had a fighting spirit for social justice from an early age, and as a teenager activist to being an elder in the Brown Berets. Wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations, Alfredo Sanchez. And then the next award we have is Unsung Hero Award. And that's a person from Sonoma County who works diligently for peace and social justice but stays in the background out of the limelight. That's amazing. Stays in the background out of the limelight. And that's going to Bruce Allen Rhodes, who's a local hero because of his unwavering dedication to youth, solar energy activism, and his reputation as the best bartender in Sonoma County. Oh, that's interesting to have that kind of reputation. But congratulations, Bruce. You know, really, the Unsung Hero Award. And then we have the Community Organization Award. This goes to a local group whose activities have a significant beneficial effect on the well-being of the people of Sonoma County. And that goes to one of my favorite groups, the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development. Congratulations. This group was founded 41 years ago with the purpose of sharing Black history and culture through various programs and events with the Sonoma County community. Well, congratulations to the Petaluma Blacks. I mean, they're the community for community development. You know, a shout out to Gloria Robinson, who's been on the show, and also Faith Ross, both who are very involved with the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development, and I send out a big congratulation to them. And then the final award, and this is wonderful that I think that the Peace and Justice Center is covering every aspect of award, and you going and giving the Youth Award, the Youth Peacemaker Award. This award is granted to someone from Sonoma County, the ages 13 to 22 years old, who has a passion for working locally for peace and social justice and has made a significant contribution to making our community more just and peaceful. And that goes out to Lucia Garia, who's a senior at Casa Grande High School. And she's been a local activist since she was in the seventh grade. It's amazing. I mean, I've covered extensively the youth movement here in Sonoma County, and a shout out to all our youth, and especially to Lucia. I have met her personally, and I'll tell you something, it gives me a lot of hope when I think of how the youth is being involved. It's just amazing. Well, right now, I'm going to make a few announcements, okay? I got to take a little glass of water too. You know, I got to tell everybody something. I had a very unusual experience yesterday. I was on the internet. I went on Facebook, and I saw my little great granddaughter Satori. She's just adorable. She's dressed up in this little pumpkin outfit, and she was playing with another child. And she was trying to kiss the other child, and the other child was kind of ignoring her. And I don't know what it created in me, but all of a sudden, I just went back in time. And I realized how important it is to be loving and caring and not to reject one another and to accept one another the best way that we can. You know, children learn what they live, and if they live with love and acceptance, and they go out in the world and they have love and acceptance. But it was really interesting to me how strong the feeling I got of wanting to belong when I was a child, and yet at the feeling that I wasn't quite making it. And so I just want to encourage my listeners out there just to be aware what you say to your children, how you treat them. You know, the games that you play with them, all those things are making an impression on them. All those things are what develop us and make us better people. But when we get negative stuff, feelings of rejections, feeling of not being wanted, it really puts a scar on our heart. And I really saw that. I saw that. I mean, I have many, many scars from my own childhood that I had to overcome. And I'm sure many, many people out there feel the same way. But I just thought I would share that story and let you know that, you know, I came through it and start looking at myself. And I thought, wow, come a long way, baby, overcome many, many things. Well, I have a few announcements here. The first thing is the Sonoma County Gazette has hit the streets. Don't forget to pick up a copy. And just for your information, the wonderful calendar that we've was able to secure was actually funded by Vesta Copesakes, who publishes the Sonoma County Gazette. And I want to thank her. She has funded the first 200 copies. And we only have 200, so I encourage people to come to that October 16th event here at KBBF and pick one up. They're just absolutely wonderful. Okay, so let's see what we got going here. Okay, on Saturday, October 19th, 2019, there's two performances. It's called the Russian Tea and Fragrance Festival. That is just amazing. It's going to be at the Russian River Rose House from 10 to 5 p.m. And we got some performers there, some wonderful performers that are going to be there, wonderful folk music. And then on Friday, October, and that's going to be at the Russian River Rose Company. That's at 1685 Magnolia Drive in Healdsburg. And they're asking for a $5 donation. This really looks good. And they're going to have the Balkan Choral and Instrumental Music. And we've had them on the radio. They're just fabulous. fabulous. I really encourage people not to miss this. And then the same group, the Balkan Choral and Instrumental Music Group, is also going to be doing a performance on Sunday, October 27th, 2019, from 2 to 4. It's called Love is About, they are doing a benefit concert for Love Without Borders. And I'm going to be interviewing this group probably in the next Monday, Love Without Borders. I mean, that sounds absolutely wonderful. It's a benefit concert, art show, and dance, you know, for the displaced. It's going to be at the Arlene Francis Center at 99 West 6th Street in Santa Rosa. And it, both events just look absolutely marvelous. And if you want more information, go to info, I-N-F-O, at traditionalfun.org. That's I-N-F-O at traditionalfun.org. It just sounds like an absolutely wonderful event. My goodness, I don't want to miss this one. And then we have, of course, we have an October 16th. Now, October 16th is going to be a busy day. Let me tell you something. They have a wonderful, wonderful program that's going to be happening at the Rincon Valley Library at 6959 Montecito Boulevard in Santa Rosa. And that's going to be Saturday, October 26, 2019, from 10:30 to 12:30. It's going to be called, the event is called Winning the Vote for Women, to kick off the 100th anniversary celebration of the League of Women Voters. The Sonoma County League and the Sonoma County Library will present a program on suffragists and their sponsors. And it's going to be moderated by our own Gay LeBaron, and there will be many, many, many wonderful speakers. Molly McGregor from the National Women's History Project, Anne Gelatine, Santa Rosa Historical Society, Mary Paul Doggin, Western Sonoma County Historical Society and Museum, and Peg Rogers, Sonoma County Commissioner on the Status of Women, will discuss the women, the struggle to obtain the votes. And I got my fingers crossed. I'm going to call them and see if I can get some calendars down there. So that's going to be October 26th at the Rincon Valley Library from 10:30 to 12:30. And a reminder, all the announcements we make are on our website, www.womenspaces.com. And once again, to remind you, on October 16th in the evening, so you have a full day of learning all about women and their movement and all the wonderful things that are going on around the county to celebrate this 100 years. I mean, it's just amazing, 100 years that we got the vote. And the Iron Jawed Angels is going to be showing Wednesday, October 16th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And it's going to be right here. A special shout out to KBBF for allowing us to use the room. Radio station KBBF 89.1 FM. And the address is 1700 Corby Avenue in Santa Rosa. And if you have any questions, just give me a holler. Excuse me. Just email me at elaine@womenspaces.com, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Well, that's a lot going on, you know, and it's you know, this is the time that we have to get involved. We can't just sit back and let somebody else take care of it for us, if you know what I mean. And my feeling is that as women, we have been endowed by our Creator to bring forth life. And, you know, I found a little saying, and I really don't know if it came from Crazy Horse or it didn't come from Crazy Horse, because Ken and I have been talking about this, and he says, oh, you got to check out all your resources. But you know something? This is my vision too. This is how I feel. I see a time of seven generations when all the colors of humankind will gather under the sacred tree of life, and the whole earth will become one circle again. I mean, if only people could learn to live together, to join hands, and to come, you know, to recognize we are all children of this earth. We have to share space with one another. We have to share time with one another. And we have to share life with one another. And here in the United States, I mean, when you start looking at our country, you know, we have a really beautiful constitution. You know, it's not perfect. It never was perfect, but what was perfect about it, though, in my mind, is that it's ever changing. You know, at one time women couldn't vote, now we can vote. You know, at one time there was slavery, now there's no slavery. It doesn't mean that there are not people that are not still struggling. I mean, don't get me wrong that we're living in this glorious, you know, this wonderful, wonderful experience. No, there's struggle. But we, here in the United States, we are blessed to live in a democracy. And a democracy takes action. It takes activity. It takes awareness. It takes a certain level of consciousness when you work with power. And I think what's happening right now is we are coming to a point where we're actually asking ourselves, who are we as a country? What are we willing to fight for and hold on to? And for me, I believe democracy. I mean, I don't want to live in any other way but to live in a democratic society. And we know we need work. I mean, just listen, turn the television on for 10 minutes, and you know that we all need to work on where we're living and what we're doing and how we're approaching it. So I found this wonderful song by the Byrne Sister Band, and I believe it was Neil Young who first made this. I believe it was Neil Young. It was called Democracy. Democracy is Coming to the USA. But I found this wonderful, wonderful song sung by the Byrne Sister, and the Byrne's band. And when I listen to the news and hear what's, you know, in this country, and then I listen to this song, it kind of reminds me why we're protesting, why the youth are walking out of classes. So let's go. We're going to be playing right now Democracy, sung by the Byrne Sister. And when we come back, we will be talking a little bit more about, I will be doing some poetry, some commentaries, and just some opinions. So anyway, let's go ahead, Ken. Democracy, sung by the Byrne Sister Band. Oh, by the way, it's a long song. It's 6 minutes long.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. And it's coming from the feel that it ain't exactly real, or it's real that it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the U.S. It's coming through a crack in the wall on a visionary flood of alcohol. From the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay. The brave, the bold, the battered, the heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the streets, the holy places where the races meet, and from the homicidal bitching that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here and the desert far away. Democracy is coming. Sail on, sail on.
Wow, what a song that is. Democracy is coming to the USA. Correction was first performed and written by Leonard Cohen. Thank you so much, Ken, for letting me know that. Well, welcome back. For you just joining in, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessary. The opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, and Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz, and we're just doing things a little bit different today. We're doing a commentaries, and we're going to be reading some poetry, and I picked some good music. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, our history is our strength, and I like to look up and see what happened for women on these days. And here's something very interesting. On October 4th, 1976, Barbara Walters becomes the first woman co-anchor of the evening news. The first woman in 1976. That means really it was in the 70s when the women's movement really started to move, you know, when to really move quickly. And it's so interesting to think that we had so many women in journalism. You'd think that we'd have a more of a peaceful world with that happening. And then another thing that was very interesting that happened on October 4th. Ruth Bader Ginsburg joins the U.S. Supreme Court as its second woman justice. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg was actually the second woman to be on the Supreme Court. The first woman who was appointed to the Supreme Court was Sandra Day O'Connor, and she was appointed by President Reagan on August 19, 1981. Thus fulfilling, he made a 1980 campaign promise to appoint the first woman to the highest court in the United States. And she retired in 2006. So it's just amazing. I mean, women have not had positions of power, in the Supreme Court before, Sandra Day O'Connor was appointed by President Reagan. And then on October 8th, which is tomorrow, 1993, Toni Morrison becomes the first African American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. So our history is our strength, and we're standing on the shoulders of so many, many great women. You know, our history is our strength, and that's why it's so important that we look at movies like, you know, the suffrage movies or Iron Jawed Angel. So we know our history. We know what it took for us to get where we are. I mean, just to get the right to vote was an amazing struggle. It took us almost 100 years. You know, in 1919, a year before, they actually, the 19th Amendment was added to the Constitution, women were going to jail and being waterboarded. I mean, they had a parade where Inez Mulholland, is that famous parade where she was riding the white horse, she was almost killed. Men were throwing bottles and swearing at them. You know, we have to understand these things when we're sitting in positions of power, when we have a position in our country, in our company as an executive director, or we're an editor of a newspaper, or if we're so blessed to be have a voice for the media, or we're elected to the halls of Congress and the Senate. We have to remember we are women first. Our children come first, and all those decisions have to be made with that kind of heart. But these were the women that were standing on their shoulders, and we must never forget that. And also, what's so interesting to me about today's world, we've got all this stuff about God. Oh, God, if I hear the word God again on the television, I'm going to scream. You know, our president was appointed by God. This one, God ordained this. God is saying this. You know, who is this God they're talking about? You know, I believe in the God of love, or the creator of love, or like the Native Americans say, you know, the great spirit. I mean, these are the things that I believe in, and I believe that there's equality in the idea. You know, there's love, there's peace, there's beauty. You know, why do we create all this ugliness in our world? You know, what's more ugly than war? You know, what's more ugly than seeing a child suffer? you know, what's more ugly, to see someone crying because they don't have a home? You know, and then all of a sudden, all this God stuff coming up. Well, if you believe in God and you believe God is love, then these things, there should be no wars. There should be no homeless. There should be no children crying because their countries are being bombed. I mean, it's really, we really have to ask that question. What is happening here? What is going on in this planet? You know, maybe if we took a time out and sat down and said, hey, wait a minute. And you know, right now there's a lot of opportunity for change. And what's happening, instead of changing or trying to look at it and trying to do something, there's a lot of resistance. You know, we have a First Amendment. We have a right to freedom of speech. And yet when people come out and protest, they're met by these armed guards with these horrible rifles and batons that beat people up. And all this in the name of God? Come on. You know, we need to start changing our thinking. Well, since I'm playing songs today, I thought I would play this song, and I love it. It's called I Ain't Afraid, and it's sung by the Citizens Band. And I truly believe this song is perfect for today's world, with many people saying that this politician, even the president, was chosen by God. To me, it is very interesting because I'm repeating myself. I believe in a creator that is love and abundance. So I am not clear who this God that they're talking about. And this song expresses many of my concerns. So when we return, I will continue with the commentaries, poetry, and music. And please email me at Elaine@Women's Spaces and let me know if you enjoy this show. Let me know if you like the music, if you like the commentaries. Maybe you'd like to let me know, add your 2 cents, maybe something I can enhance with some of the things that I've said today. So let's go ahead and listen to I Ain't Afraid, sung by the Citizens Band.
To a higher power.
That's amazing. I love that song. Yeah, I Ain't Afraid. Oh, my God. It says an awful lot. You know, it's real interesting. Welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces. I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz, and we're doing something a little bit different. I'm playing some good music and just doing commentaries, and here we are. Ken and I are alone in the studio. How are you doing, Ken? How are you doing this morning? Well, he's at the board. You know, I want folks to know how much I appreciate that I have the support of Ken Norton with me and does the radio show with me every Monday morning. I just want to thank you, Ken, from the bottom of my heart. You're so helpful and reminds me to check things out, to research things, and to be accurate. You know, no fake news coming out of Women's Spaces. At least I hope so. Well, you know, that song really spurs, you know, a lot in my mind. And I decided right here I was going to read one of my poems from my poetry book, G-Ma. That's what my grandkids call me. G-Ma speaks words to think by. And the poem that I'll be reading is called What Does All This Mean? And I wrote the poem when my daughter Susan was about a year and a half. And they had a situation. They had the Watts Riot in August 11th, 1965 in Los Angeles. And that's when I wrote this poem. It was, you got to imagine this. Imagine me being 25 years old. I can't believe I was ever that young. I had a 1959 Chevy convertible, you know, with the bat wings. And I had red interior. I had a black Chevy and red interior seats on the in the car, you know, leather seats. It was the first car that I ever drove. In fact, when I learned how to drive, it was very interesting. My husband at that time, he used to take me everywhere, and he called me up this one day and he says, Elaine, I'm sending over a driver instruction. If you don't take the lessons and learn how to drive, we're going to get divorced. Well, that's how I learned how to drive, and I was freaked out about going on the freeway. And here's this Watts Wyatt that is breaking out. Watts, W-A-T-T-S, riot that broke out. And I decided I wanted to bring milk to the children. You know, so I get in my car, you know, there's my daughter. She's only about a year and a half years old. They didn't have children's seats at that time. You had to practically tie them in with towels. And here we are driving from from the San Fernando Valley to try to get to the area of Watts with this milk for the kids. And then I finally got there. The police stopped me. They said, what are you doing here? And then he bawled me out for bringing my baby. I said, I just want to bring milk to the children. So he took the milk and we went back home. And I start thinking about it. I start thinking about the world. Here's my little girl, a year and a half years old. What kind of world is she coming into? And here I am now, somewhat 53 years later, and I'm a great grandmother, and I'm asking the same question for my little Satori. You know, what's the world? What are we going to be doing? So this is the poem I wrote. It's called Why? What Does All This Mean? And I will also, this poem will be posted on our website, www.womenspaces.com. So if you miss a word or you miss a line, it will be on the website. Okay, here we go, called Why? What Does All This Mean? Written by, at the time, I was Elaine B. Pine. A child sat by a lake one day, asking, what does all this mean? Who am I? Where am I going? How do I fit into the scheme? I sat down beside her and looked in her eyes and saw the reflection of so many whys. I've too questioned my child. There's so much to say. But in all my searching and knowing, I really can't show you the way. I can only try to explain what I see. Maybe you can show me how it should be. You see, life has many a game. The hardest to play is the one for fame. When we look for fame, we look for power. In this quest, you might say, man has wasted many a life, many an hour. Are we all so ant-like and insecure that for fame and power so much we endure? The game of war, it's not hard to understand. It's just fighting and killing, man to man. What is hard to understand are the men who are willing. They fight in the name of pride and nation. Pride and nation, my God, I see no reason for this frustration. The amazing, yes, saddest part is all wars are fought in the name of peace. So you see, my dear child, I too ask why. Wow, when I read it, I think I wrote it so long ago. And it's still, we're still asking the same questions today, 2019. But I think we're becoming closer. You know, people all across the globe are speaking out. We are children of the earth, and we all deserve a little piece of the pie, if you know what I mean. Well, that's a lot to think about. And it also, you know, creates a lot of frustration. And, you know, like I said, I'm playing music. And I try to find music that I feel kind of fits my mood or fits the mood of what's going on in the world. And I found this song. You know, I've been on, I came on KBBF in 1976 and 1981. I was on for 5 years with Women's Spaces. And it was the time when this volumes, I mean volumes of wonderful, wonderful women's music was coming out. That's why Alec Dopkin, when you hear the at the beginning of the show, you hear "The Woman of Your Life Is You." That was her. She came out. And I remember I met Alex. I mean, it was so exciting. And then also Chris Williamson came on the set. And she wrote this wonderful song called Waterfall. And I remember we all used to play it and sing it together. I mean, I went to Sonoma State. I was blessed to go to Sonoma State and be so involved in the Women's Studies program. In fact, it's such an honor that in this suffrage calendar that the NOW organization put together, that we there's my picture there actually talking as the speaker at the graduation. And I was honored. I was honored to be, was walked down the aisle towards the stage by Dr. Carl Jensen, who was the founder of Project Censored, was walking down the, walked me down to the stage and congratulated me for being voted as one of the teachers. And so this song was very, very popular. It was called Waterfall by Chris Williamson. And I think it really expresses what many of us feel today. So when we come back, we're going to do a little more conversation. I want to go over a little piece called Children Learn What They Live and talk about that a little bit. But right now, we're going to listen to Waterfall, sung by Chris Williamson.
Come spill
like a rain falling all around. Sometimes it takes a rain.
I could just close my eyes and I can see Chris Williamson performing that wonderful song. Boy, if you're listening out there, Chris, I just love you and your music, and it's such an honor. It was such an honor for me. It really was. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine Behold. And I hope you're enjoying today's program, because I'm really enjoying doing it. You know, I don't often take space for myself. And I thought, you know, with the times, you know, just chill out a little bit. It's making me feel better listening to the songs and hoping I have some listeners out there. And hopefully I can meet you on October 16th, that you come on down to KBBF at 1700 Corby Avenue at 6 o'clock and enjoy the movie The Iron-Jawed Angels. And also, I want to make an appeal. You know, KBBF is the first bilingual public station in the United States. That means we come across in all languages. Spanish, English, English and Spanish, Spanish and English, straight Spanish, straight English, some indigenous language. I mean, we have a Palestinian show. We have all kinds of wonderful two women shows that have been on for years. I mean, if you look at the calendar, the National Organization's Women, their suffrage calendar, there's the announcement of the 30-plus years of women's radio here at KBBF 89.1 FM. And let me tell you something, folks. It's never been easy to keep this radio station going. But guess what? It keeps going. It keeps living, because we love it. We love being on the air, talking to you, bringing you music, bringing you ideas. But we need your support. We definitely need your support. And there's several ways you can do it. You can become a member. Very simple. Just become a member for your whole family. And in becoming a member, you know you're supporting your public radio station. You're supporting shows like Women's Spaces, like some of the other great shows that are on this channel. You can become a sustainer, $4 a month. $4 a month. You can just give us your credit card, and every month we take $4 out. I have two places that I actually do that. I give them $5 a month. You know, and it makes me feel good. I'm helping something. Or you can talk to some of your friends who have businesses. You know, why not become an underwriter? You know, why is it important to become an underwriter? Well, let me give you a little explanation. I mean, get me wrong, all radio stations are important, but they operate differently. You have your mainstream radio, they work through advertisers. Advertisers support them. With public radio, we need the public. That's why it's called public radio. So in order for us to stay on, we need to have you either become a member, a sustainer, or talk to some friend in becoming an underwriter. But the difference when you support, say, when you're listening to a more commercial radio station versus KBBF, the commercial radio station, their advertisers are saying, come on in, spend money. You know, we need you. Well, they do need you. But with public radio, when you support them, yes, you're saying, come on into my store. But you're also saying, I am supporting public radio. Please support me so I can continue. So it's a whole different mindset. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to thank everybody for listening. And like I said, please email me at elaine@womenspaces.com. Let me know what you think of the show. And what I'm going to do in our closing thing is I want to read this poem, or I don't know if it's a poem, it's a saying. It's called Children Learn What They Live. And when you think of this, don't just think of your own children. Think of children across the world, across the globe. You know, war-torn, you know, what are children learning in war-torn countries? So let's go ahead and listen to this. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight. If children live with fear, they learn to be apprehensive. If children live with pity, they learn to feel sorry for themselves. If children live with ridicule, they learn to feel shy. If children live with jealousy, they learn to feel envy. If children live with shame, they learn to feel guilt. If children live with encouragement, they learn confidence. If children live with tolerance, they learn patience. If children live with patience and praise, they learn appreciation. If children live with friendliness, they learn the world is a nice place in which to live. If children live with security, they learn to have faith in themselves and in those around them. If children live with kindness and consideration, they learn respect. If children live with fairness, they learn justice. If children live with honesty, they learn truthfulness. If children live with sharing, they learn generosity. If children live with recognition, they learn it is good to have a goal. If children live with approval, they learn to like themselves. If children live with acceptance, they learn to live. This is Elaine B. Holtz. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, October 7th, 2019.